All right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities for today's 1000bulbs.com 500. We are joined by our third-place finisher, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., driver of the number 17, Sonny D. Ford. Ricky, why don't you just take us through that final restart and overtime there for us?
Yeah, we...
Hello?
Gotcha. We were lucky enough to have pitted a little bit before that, so we had plenty of fuel, which was nice. I was hoping all of them were going to run out, and that didn't happen. So we got a good run to the outside of the 21, I believe. Got up into third there and down the back straightaway. Was able to get to second there, and then was hoping Clint was going to stay in line and see if we could catch the 10, getting back to the start-finish line. But I left the door open just enough on the bottom to let Clint get to the inside of us, and then, you know, neither one of us had a shot to catch the 10 car at the start-finish line. But, you know, all in all, from the way our day started and all the adjustments we made, you know, we'll definitely take that result, but not pleased at all with the speed that we had today.
All right, we'll open up to questions for Ricky. Please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. We'll go up to the press box. All right, we'll go to Jenna.
Ricky, how were the SHR cars able to stay lined up and work together like that all day?
I'm not real sure. I mean, obviously they had it choreographed to restart really well. And once they got in line, I mean, they just brought a lot of speed to the racetrack. But I feel like even when you see like the Penske cars and, you know, some of the other cars, they're not able to stay up front that dominant. So they definitely did their homework and came back. They used to not qualify very good. And obviously they've, you know, went to work on their speedway cars. I'm sure Tony Gibson's probably doing a good job at doing those. And he's an ace when it comes to that. So, I mean, their cars were just really fast and they were committed to working together and blocking people at the right time. And then, heck, you had all of us other Fords running roadblock there at the end, and those four were just getting away. So it was pretty impressive to watch for sure.
We'll come over here to the left.
Yeah, Kurt's car looked like it was off. It was kind of skewed to get the air off the back scroller. Had your team at all tried any?
Yeah, we run our cars, you know, on the, like we go to Kansas next week and our cars are all be, you want your right rear, you know, as far out as you can get it. Here at the speedways, it's a balance of, you know, getting your car skewed to the left, but also having a car that handles well. You know, unfortunately for us today, we didn't really have a car that handled very well and we didn't have a ton of speed. So, you know, they definitely were pretty aggressive on getting their cars to have a lot of speed. And, you know, we'll just have to go, you know, do our homework and get better. Obviously, the package is going to change next year. And, you know, we'll see if we can catch up with that. My spotter was expecting a caution. You know, he told me to keep racing. And so we raced until the yellow comes out, and he said they were going to let us race it back to the line. So I was excited about that, knowing that, you know, we still had an opportunity to get a win. So, you know, I didn't see exactly where the wreck happened. And so I don't really know. My spotter did think the caution was going to come out, though.
Anything additional for Ricky? Go right here.
Kaylee Cicero, the Prowler Stars Mill High School. How do you think that the Stuart Haas cars were able to find such an advantage over the other Ford cars?
Yeah, all of our Ford cars are really good. Doug Yates builds, you know, great horsepower, but you know, I don't know. They I felt like, you know, us and the Penske cars probably had the better Ford cars for a while. But that definitely changed today. They stepped up their game, and I'm not sure exactly what they did. I'd like to know, but they were definitely the class of the field all weekend.
Thank you.
Anything final for Ricky? All right, Ricky, thanks for joining us today.
Good luck
next week in Kansas.
Hey, guess what? I didn't crash anybody.